I'm going to put the Red Sox in there, and I put them in there a week ago when I talked about the Soto negotiations, and I said expected to be in along with a number of other teams. I think the Giants, the Blue Jays. The Giants and Blue Jays fans were fine with it. The Red Sox fans got all upset, I think, at me too. I don't know why. I understand they haven't spent. I think maybe they were concentrating on soccer. I don't know. Still recovering from the Mookie Betts mistake. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I do expect the Red Sox to be in. I mean, they've been a little quiet. You may not hear a lot about that, but I believe the Red Sox will be in. They're one of the six teams.
Yeah, okay. You don't believe John Heyman?
I don't believe John Heyman that the Red Sox are going to be in on that. No, I don't.
On Juan Soto?
No chance. So,
by the way, you know what the market is for him? We said last week we were guessing 500. I've now seen north of 600 million.
So the Red Sox are in on that. According to John Heyman.
Well, according to John Heyman.
So I think most people know this, but for those who don't, we always talk about Mike Lombardi when he speaks. It's really just Bill Belichick.
Uh-huh.
Every time John Heyman speaks, it's just Scott Boras. And so Scott Boras represents all these guys. So if Scott Boras is trying to get $600 million for Juan Soto, he's going to want to include every single team possible, including a team that
markets.
Used to spend.
Yeah, big markets.
They don't spend anymore. That's why it's laughable. But they used to spend, so you'd want them in the quote-unquote bidding.
You want the Yankees to think the Red Sox are in.
But they are not.
No, of course not.
Not even close.
Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, these are the teams you want in the mix, just in case.
All right.
You can drive up the price a little bit if you're an agent.
Let's say...
John Heyman is happy to do Scott Boras' bidding.
Let's say if Juan Soto makes $600 million on his next deal,
uh-huh.
Do you think the Red Sox hand out, in contracts, so not for this year, but I mean in total contracts, $300 million with all the players they signed?
I was about to say, no chance $600 million.
No. $300
million? No.
So they won't even spend half in free agency on God knows how many players. That could be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to say that they're in on the... And then for him to, like, skirt by, like, oh, they didn't sign Mookie Betts. I don't really know what happened there. Aren't you a baseball guy? Aren't you supposed to be kind of dialed in on that? Like, maybe why they didn't, and maybe you want to explore that. So they wouldn't sign Mookie Betts, but now they're going to give $600 million to Juan Soto. Okay.
Well, I mean, in fairness, they didn't sign Betts, and then they turned around and signed Devers.
They did sign Devers. They sort of forced into that because they also let Bogarts go at the same time.
Well, and so...
They needed somebody.
If your logic is sometimes they panic and just abruptly change course, that's the best logic. Because the team has done that a bunch.
The David Price thing.
They've done it. Devers is another example of that, where they reverse course. We're not going to do something. Oh, crap, we have to. Now, I don't believe that's going to happen in this scenario.
I do not.
I thought last offseason there was a chance it would happen, and it didn't. I'm no longer holding out hope for that. But there is a history of John Henry saying one thing, acting a certain way, and then just completely reversing course. They do it with GMs. They do it with managers. They do it in free agency. They've done it all the time. I now think they're done with that.
Yeah, it's
I don't think they're going to spend anymore, not in a meaningful way, probably not even in a top 10 payroll in baseball.
So
they'll be right around 10.
There was that Q&A with Alex Speer on Reddit like a week ago, and somebody asked him about like them in free agency, and he was like, I think they're going to give out like a $100 million contract. And that was like as far as he went. Like, yeah, right. Like, what is that? Like a middle reliever?
Yeah.
Like at this point, like, that doesn't get you anything. So $600 million for Juan Soto.
They're going to get...
They might... Give out $100 million.
They're going to spend on like Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, who they wanted last year and they missed.
Correct.
See, we got
him
this time.
Lowballed, extremely lowballed.
Yeah.
Now they're going to overpay.
And whatever, nice player. He's on the Dodgers.
I don't
World
think
Series
they're
going to
do anything.
Okay, but like if that's what a $100 million player looks like. $100 million. Oh, they might spend $100 million. Oh, really?
It could
wow.
Be a Kostic. Oh my God, Kostic. Extension.
Can Moses, you slap Moses, Nick Billy? Just
Moses
slap
Moody.
Him
plug
me
back
face.
In. Moses
Moody is
like
what that is.
Here.
Do you think if they're like, hey, we'll give Juan Soto $100 million and he's like over, what, a year and a half?
That's not a bad plan.
Maybe do that. But like, listen, we have $100
Soto,
million to offer.
We're going
like,
to give you $100 million for this year.
He's like, done. 2 years seems a little light. One year, fine.
Give him $100 million for this year.
For a year.
There you go.
It's a big year for him.
I'll get it done.
He's going to have to hit. Now, he plays every day, that guy. He plays every day.
Can I ask you one thing about Juan Soto?
You can ask me whatever you want about Juan Soto. You can ask me two things
about
Juan
Soto. The Red Sox aren't going to get him, and he's going to get $600 million.
Yeah.
Is it weird there's a chance he's going to be on his fourth team?
He has sort of bounced around a little bit.
Washington to San Diego, now to the Yankees. Is it weird that he's going to be on a potentially...
If
I had to handicap it, he's probably back on the Yankees, but...
Well, so he's
if
trying
he
to
went
maximize...
to, like, the Mets.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be on his fourth team already.
No, I know, but I think he's trying to... He's got Boras, so maybe it shouldn't be that weird. He's trying to maximize it. The Nationals offered him a good amount of money And they were like, all right, well, if we're not going to sign him, we got to go. And that's also the Nationals, not the Red Sox. So then he goes to the Padres, same kind of thing. The Padres felt like they were going to spend a lot of money. And then they're like, oh, we don't have any money? Their TV deals went south. So then they send him to the Yankees. And the Yankees
are sneaky, don't spend money.
But they're going to try to, I think, well, they spent decent on Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to offer a pretty big contract here. And if he gets away from them, I think it's just, for him, it's just all about money. And that's, if you end up getting him.
Let me retract that.
I don't think it's that weird, I guess.
Where do you think he's going to wind up?
Not here.
Cross the Red Sox off that list, Keith.
I think.
Cross the mystery team off, because that's just a Boris negotiating tactic that John
Heyman
is
Tampa
parroting.
Bay. That mystery team is apparently Tampa
Dude,
Bay.
That's not a thing.
Get out that's of not town.
A thing. That's not a thing.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
No. That would be more than their entire franchise's cost ever.
It's not.
It's more than the value of the franchise.
Okay. First of all, there is no mystery team. That's a Boris negotiating tactic.
Well,
second of all, the mystery team.
You don't know. If you knew it, Jones, it wouldn't be a mystery team.
It would be more effective if John Heyman said there are five teams in and a mystery team, and everybody would go, that mystery team might be the Red Sox.
Oh, could it be?
That actually might kind of make sense. So the Red Sox are in. So there's five teams that are in. Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. Who else am I blanking on? He just listened to them all.
Cubs? No.
Yeah, Cubs were one.
Is it Cubs?
Who do you think, where's he going?
Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Giants, Rays.
Oh, so it wasn't Cubs. I take that back.
Dude, the Blue Jays and the Rays.
Were in on Otani.
They didn't get him.
No, but they were in.
Well, they were in on every Tom, Dick, and Harry over the last 3 years. They didn't sign any of them. I say Yankees.
Okay,
I say the Yankees, they went to the last minute with Judge. Judge almost went to the Giants. Was it Heyman? Who's the one that called him Arson Judge?
Yeah, it was Heyman. Arson Judge.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter.
Arson Judge signs with the Giants?
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
That's not even a guy. But
maybe Arson Judge, but Aaron Judge did not.
He was really good with the Yankees. I think he fits, and they're already committed to Judge. I know it's a lot of money, but I think ultimately, because they would just be searching without him. Like, I don't know where they would go. You'd end up spending $400 million on a guy that you regret. You might as well spend $600 million on a guy who's really good and in the prime of his career. So I say Yankees.
Okay. What's a successful offseason for the Red Sox? They're not getting Juan Soto. They're not getting him. If that's a successful offseason, they're not getting him. Arson Judge.
I'd take Arson Judge at this point. Maybe 40 home runs.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. What is a successful Red Sox offseason? I think a lot of people would define that because no one believes they're getting Soto. Maybe you do.
No. So are we grading on a curve, or are we saying like...
No, I'm saying... realistically, okay. Like the way John Henry is acting, they're not going to do a ton. I think a lot of people want them to get starting pitching, right?
Yeah, of course.
So are you going to pay Burns? Are you going to trade prospects or trade someone like Cassis for pitching?
Yeah.
You know, the Seattle guys come up all the time. Crochet's name comes up all the time. Are those the kind of moves that you would say, all right, if they get Logan Gilbert, if they get Garrett Crochet, if they sign Corbin Burns or Max Fried or someone like that.
Now we're talking.
Is that a successful offseason or do they have to do more than that?
I need more than that. I want Corbin Burns and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Give me both those guys. Sign a guy, trade for a guy, make it happen.
You could sign Corbin Burns or Max Fried and Pete Alonso if you wanted to do that. You could do something like that.
Yeah. I think so, like a big right-handed stick that you can put in the middle of your lineup. And an ace pitcher. Because I do think some of their pitchers last year, like Tanner Houck, outperformed what I expected. You're like, all right, this guy's a part of your team. Or he should be a part of the rotation going forward. I am not giving up on all the young guys. Like prospects. But I don't know if you want every single one of them. Like, isn't that one of the reasons why you beef up your farm system is so you can go out there and get guys that are already established players.
So would you rather trade one of your big prospects? Anthony, Teal, Meyer, Christian Campbell. Would you rather trade one of those or trade Cassis?
Oh, Cassis, but I don't think you're going to get as much.
I'd rather trade one of the prospects.
I don't know about Cassis, man. So, I was so high on him going into last year.
I don't either, but I don't know about any of these prospects.
He was out like 9 months with like an injury that was supposed to be out for like 4 weeks for.
Yeah.
And then he's out there doing like mental swings.
But you know he can hit at the big league level. You do know that about
him. To a certain degree.
Okay, but you have no idea about any of these kids. None of them.
I tried a
prospect before Cassis.
But the shoe on the other foot for a moment, if I may, if you're the Blue Jays in this hypothetical, and we're like, hey, we want Vlad Guerrero, do you think they'd be like, ooh, center a package around Tristan Cassis or center a package around Marcelo Mayer?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think Cassis has value. And I think you might be selling a little low to your point. Like, could you get more out of a prospect? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I also don't think you're gonna trade one prospect. It's going to be a package of prospects. So, yeah, I would trade some of those prospects beforehand. Now, you can prioritize them however you want.
But honestly, in this scenario, and you can always figure this out later, or you leave it to Cora to figure out. But in this scenario, Casas is a first baseman. Guerrero's a first baseman. All those other prospects aren't. So maybe I would just make it simpler for me to do that.
Yep.
If that's even the deal. Again, the right-handed bat could be an outfielder. I don't really care. But that's just one name that, even going back to last trade deadline, there was speculation on if they might move on. So maybe in the offseason, they might actually do it. So I also look at it as all-star slash Cy Young candidate pitcher and an all-star, legit all-star hitter.
So they need both.
If they get both, then
that's a successful offseason.
Correct.
Okay.
So one of those, you're like, all right, I'm interested.
You mentioned Vladdy for a trade. I mean, yeah. I would be shocked if they even, I guess I wouldn't be shocked if they trade for a pitcher. I'd be shocked if they sign someone like Burns or Fried.
I'd be shocked if they signed anybody to a significant contract.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Juan Soto, I'm reading ESPN projections here.
Would be shocking.
Tim Britton does a good job with these as well at The Athletic. And Tomasi was citing some of his work at NBC Sports Boston. I'm using the ESPN projections here.
Okay.
Juan Soto is going to get $611 million. I think they're out.
I don't think they're going to. $611 million?
Is there a specific projection?
They should offer him 617, so 617. Wouldn't that be nice?
That is
area
nice.
Code contract.
Yeah. They say he's going to get 13 years. So maybe you could offer, again, the 1-for-100. I think we'd get it done for sure. That's a
13-year deal. Oh, my God.
Rossi Sasaki from Japan is the number two projected free agent.
Okay.
That's all sort of, capped in terms of what you have to give to his team.
Are they
going to be in on an international free agent like that?
They're not.
Okay, I don't think so either.
They're not going to be in on that.
Corbin Burns is going to get $225. Do you think they're in on Burns?
No, I wish they were. I've wanted Corbin Burns ever since it came out about the arbitration with the Brewers and how he took it worse than Swayman. He was so upset about it. So I was like, go get this guy right now. Went to the Orioles. Obviously, they didn't have the team success that they wanted, but he's been fantastic. So I would like that. That would be a successful offseason, maybe on as greedy as I am and I want the hitter. If you just got Corbin Burns and you spent that kind of money, that's close to success.
So those are your impact free agents in free agency, which, by the way, Nick told me this yesterday. I had no idea. Free agency started on Monday.
What?
Free agency has started, apparently. Hot stove is in full swing.
How lame. Baseball needs to figure that out.
I would say they do. Yeah.
It drags out. You got players signing the day before camp, Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell. There's no fanfare for it. Mm-hmm. It just drags out.
Your first signing in free agency, or at least one that happened yesterday that Nick was telling me about, maybe wasn't the first. Austin Hedges was the first.
Huh? So, the NFL.
You need Juan Soto to be a day one signing.
Yeah. The Angels signed Kyle Hendricks.
There you go. Big name.
It's a good
Kyle
one.
Hendricks and Austin Hedges are your big free agents.
But it's just so dumb, because the NFL, and I know the NFL is very different than Major League Baseball, but part of it is just the way they market everything, and everything is a day. Everything is a day or a night.
Yeah.
Everything. The calendar is riddled with NFL dates. Baseball, this should be a bigger deal. They're also, and I guess the simple way to fix this, wouldn't it be you got 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You got 2 weeks to sign everybody. So figure it out.
2 weeks, you get signed, and then it's done. I mean, there's no limit on the NFL. I don't know how you influence that or jam that through, but they need to do that.
I don't
agree with you.
They need to fix it.
All right, so those were your impact free agents.
Just
Sasaki,
three?
Sasaki, to me, those are the impact ones. Yeah. You tell me if these guys are in. Now, I feel like there's a big drop after those guys, to be honest. And Sasaki's a complete wild card. Willy Adames is ESPN's number four contract that's going to be handed out. $189 million, shortstop for the Brewers. I don't even know if I want him.
I don't want Willy Adames.
How about this? This is an interesting name. Alex Bregman, 187.
Is he still good?
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, because at one time he was the man.
He just won a gold glove? I think he won a gold glove.
Yeah, I mean, but is he
still? He's throwing around the leather.
What does he got for a stick?
Hasn't topped 26 homers since 2019.
Last year, he had 26 last year, 25. So he is a mid-20s home run guy. He had that year where he went 31, followed up with 41. So he's not the same. Obviously, he has that relationship with Cora from back in the Houston days.
And he feels like a winning player, right? If they signed Bregman, I'd be like, oh, okay, that might change what you're doing here.
Well, it definitely would. Where's Devers playing? If you sign Bregman, Devers has to either play first
DH.
Or DH. What about Yoshida? He's your DH.
Where are you going to put Yoshida? Max Fried, another pitcher, is projected to get 175.
I'd call that impact. I think Max Fried would be the best pitcher on the Red Sox. So.
Well, yeah. But I just feel like now you're dropping down where you're not getting.
He's not Burns, but I think he's. I'd be really happy with that. I wouldn't poo-poo that.
But you said you want a Cy Young free All-Star caliber player, right?
Yeah, he finished second in the Cy Young 2 years ago.
Okay, so maybe he's done better than I thought. He was second. He was second in the Cy Young
in 2022. He was.
Yeah. Okay, he's a 2-time All Star.
Yeah.
He
All-Star last year.
He's finished top five in the Cy Young twice. Touche.
Yeah, he's
okay,
good.
Fine.
No, he's really good.
Put him up there.
But now he's also 30, right, or 31 even. No, he's 30. So like that gets into your philosophy.
He'll be 31 on opening.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers. So I would take him. I think that would be good.
Pete Alonso, 159.
I go back and forth on him. Like I don't know how consistently good he is, but I'd be interested in that. I like Vlad better. Vlad's a trade though, but Pete Alonso. There's rumors about him being traded last year at the deadline. That's a legitimate bat you can put in the middle of your lineup though, right?
Rounding out the top 10: Snell, Flaherty, and Sean Manaea, who had a good year for the Mets. They're all going to get...
I don't want Snell.
They're all going to be $100-plus million players. That's the end of the 100... Actually, I'm sorry. Manaea's at under 100.
So Flaherty...
That's the end of your 100 million player list. If the Red Sox are getting a $100 million player, Spear is reporting that or saying they could. That's your list. That's the end of the list right there. They're getting one of those guys. And I feel like they're not getting any of them.
Well, remember last year, how many shows did we do talking about Jordan Montgomery? Like, oh my God. Once they get Jordan Montgomery, and like, well, they didn't get Jordan Montgomery. Didn't get him.
And Jordan Montgomery stinks.
I like Jack Flaherty. He sucked when he got traded to the Orioles a year ago, but he was good this year with Detroit and then got flipped to the Dodgers. So he's bounced around a bunch of teams.
Mm-hmm.
He's good, but I don't think he comes with the same kind of fanfare or excitement as the guys above him on that list, or any kind of potential big trade.
No, I would tend to agree. So, I mean, here are the names that I bet they're going to sign. I bet they sign none of those guys.
Yeah. Okay? Wait, that was 10 total, you said?
That was 10 total. I'm counting Manaea because he was number 10. Nice round number, but he was projected
for
under $100 million.
Okay.
4 years, $86
million. But so that's another way of asking it is like, do they sign a top 10 free agent?
No.
No.
I don't think they sign any of those
guys.
No,
hell no.
Okay, so
I bet they're not even close.
Here are the names they're going to get. By the way, Nick Pivetta is 14 on this list.
That's
which
a bad
sounds
list.
Very high.
Maybe they sign him. Maybe they re-sign Nick Pivetta.
They gave him his
qualifying offer.
Thank you. Tyler O'Neill is 21 on this list. No, the guys
are Tyler O'Neill wasn't bad. They've actually done, whether it was Heim Bloom or Breslow, they've done a decent job at random journeyman right-handed outfielder.
Yeah.
Like Renfro and Duvall and O'Neill.
Yeah,
have all been solid.
One-off guys. Those have all been good signings.
But those are all cheap guys.
It probably just tells you there's a lot of them in baseball. Like, yeah, we're like, oh, man, that Tyler O'Neill is pretty good. There's a lot
Every
of Tyler O'Neill.
Every team has a Tyler O'Neill.
Adam Duvall. who's the other one you said? Hunter Renfro. Baseball's littered with those guys. It's not that hard to find them, which is why the Red Sox have found some.
But if they get rid of Tyler O'Neill, who's Bradford going to interview on the 2-Minute Grill every week?
It's a good question.
He talked to Tyler O'Neill a lot.
He likes talking to Cassis.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll probably talk
he
to
likes,
him.
It he won't likes be Cassis. Kenley again.
Nope, that's
dude,
true.
Dude, Kenley, bad teammate.
Yeah.
Turns out, real bad guy.
Turns out not a good teammate. Left his team.
That's what they're saying, reportedly. I don't know. I couldn't speak to it, but they didn't like it.
Bradfield may disagree.
Who else you got?
Teoscar Hernandez is 13. That feels like a guy they're going to sign.
Yeah.
That's not moving the needle. I don't think he's going to get $100 million. He is projected for $66 million over 3 years.
So not everybody might agree with this. This might be controversial. If you're going to just sign like a Teoscar Hernandez or lower, just play Roman Anthony every day from the jump. Like I would rather see Christian Campbell play. Rather see those guys play.
I'm not going to kick and scream about the Red Sox spending. So, like, if they spend on Teoscar Hernandez, good for them.
But, like, you get that guy, and then you're going to be stuck with him. Then what if the other kid comes up and plays well? And then you're like, all right, now we have all these guys.
But what would I be more excited for? I agree. I'd be more excited for just playing Roman Anthony every day.
Right off the rip.
It's probably music to John Henry's ears.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
He's probably like, yeah, we will do that.
Well, no, like, we've gone this far with these prospects, and they're now they're all ranked in the top 50 in baseball. It's like, all right, I wanted you to spend all along. I'm still mad about the Mookie Betts deal 6 years later, but play these guys. Like maybe they're the wave. Like, let's see what they can
do. At least stick with your plan. That was your plan. Yeah. So none of us like it and it's unpopular, but stick with it. No, the names I think they're going to sign, Walker Buehler has been really hurt in LA. Like, I feel like they're going to be like, that's a discount. Let's go after
him. Oh, yeah. Who's getting Tommy John surgery today that they can sign and sit for a year and then maybe pitch the next year?
And I feel like they're going to sign Eovaldi. Which I would like. But
I wanted him last year.
That's not a $100 million guy. That to me is not a significant financial investment. I think they're going to sign Eovaldi.
All right.
And I wouldn't hate it, but I also don't think that massively changes your trajectory.